Thanks for bringing me on your road trip, Raymond.
Well, sure glad I brought these binoculars. I can see every drop of rain hitting the Piggly Wiggly. Well, once again, God, thanks for everything.
That'll clear up.
Yeah, and when will that be, Raymond? All that's left is for the animals to line up two by two.
Cheer up, will you? We'll get something from the minibar.
Minibar. Ooh, whoopee. How much is a soda?
Who cares? The paper's paying for it.
I feel a little better.
57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62. Oh, man, almost.
Will you stop spinning your ring already?
This table's got some kind of super slick surface, man. This could be the day I break the record.
Yippee.
Quiet.
Can we at least go bowling or something?
No, I'm having a good time here.
You're twirling jewelry.
You don't realize what you got here, okay? You don't have a wife and kids always around. You're alone.
Thank you.
If I was home with the kids, I couldn't do this, right? 8, 59, 60. Oh! Almost. Bowling. We're in paradise here. Huh? Look at what I'm doing. I'm going to the bathroom. I don't even have to lock the door. Or do I?
Don't flatter yourself.
I think I'd eat that if I were you.
No, I'm playing my own kind of game. I pretend I'm a fisherman. All right, Ray, look, I was spinning your ring and...
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, but see, it's just right on top of the vent. We can unscrew the grate and just take it out.
Let me get my hand in there. Hold on.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. I got it.
Milky Way.
Yeah, right over there.
All right, look, why don't you watch your stuff and I'll go get some pizza. You want a slice?
Yeah, what are they, a buck? Why don't you buy me 500, we'll be even.
Ray, I'm sure the maintenance guy is going to find your ring, all right?
Yeah, you see that guy? He finds my ring. 2 seconds later, he's going to trade it in for a bottle of whiskey and a harmonica.
For those passengers traveling on flight 1477 to New York, boarding will be delayed another 45 minutes.
Believe this?
Yeah.
Going home?
Yeah, going home.
Yeah, I'm from New York, too. Are you right in the city?
Actually, Long Island.
Oh, well, what do you do there?
I'm a newspaper columnist for a newspaper.
Well, that makes sense. I'm in real estate myself. Alexis.
Ray, is this... I mean, I already have a house.
Oh! No. I'm off duty.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're not going anywhere. I think I'll go over to the bar and get a drink. Would you want to join me?
Oh, you know, I actually, I'm married.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay, it's all right. I didn't have a ring. I know, yeah. That's because of this guy right here. Yeah.
What'd I do?
You lost my ring. He lost my ring, and I should have it on, and I don't, and I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
No, really, I'm sorry, and it was nice to meet you.
Yeah, hey, if I wasn't married.
Well, I think maybe I'll go to the bar, have both our drinks.
I'm not married.
Wow.
She liked you.
Yeah, how about that?
Unbelievable. A couple of hours without the ring, you're already getting offers. It really, truly never ends for you, does it?
Ah, come on. It's just, you know, it's this haircut. It makes me look Latin.
Last night.
Yeah, I know. My flight was, it got in late. I didn't even unpack yet.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I got some of that new cereal. You want to try some?
Yeah, all right.
All right, just get the milk. Okay. Can you get me some more juice, too, please?
Yeah. Whoa. I'll get it. I got it. I got it. I get that. Oh. I got it. Hey. Oh, let's see what that new cereal's all about. Made a little puppet. Pass the orange juice, tut! Hey, come on. Nah, that's not nice. What? I'm thirsty. That's all. I'm just thirsty. All right, listen. I want you to prepare yourself, because you're about to get very mad at Robert.
What is it? Where's your wedding ring?
Robert.
Robert's wearing your wedding ring?
No. What happened was, I had it on the table in the hotel room.
Were you spinning it again?
No. Robert was spinning it. I went to the bathroom and Robert, without even asking me, he takes my ring, he spins it right into the vent.
The vent?
Yeah.
Did you try to get it out?
Of course, yeah. We used Milky Ways, everything, you know? But the maintenance guy at the hotel, he said that he was going to look, and I'm sure he'll come through. He looked like a very dependable guy.
I don't understand. How did Robert get your wedding ring in the first place?
I told you. I went to the bathroom.
And you take your wedding ring off when you go to the bathroom?
In a hotel bathroom, huh? In a strange city? This is our wedding ring. You bet your ass I do.
All right, well, are you going to get it back or not?
Absolutely, yeah.
Hey, I'm watching SportsCenter over here.
Dad.
Marie's doing her French lesson crap. I'd stop her, but maybe someday she'll learn enough to move there.
Not now, Frank, okay?
Oh, sorry. You two going a couple of rounds?
Dad, please, just
don't be too hard on him, Deb. Robert told me he did the right thing. He shot her down real quick. Yeah, boy, women out there must be getting desperate if they start going after Big Nose.
So a woman was going after you?
No. It was funny, though. We were at the airport, and this woman was sitting next to us. And I guess because I didn't have a ring, she said hi or whatever, you know. And then the flight was late, so she asked me to go to the bar and have a drink with her. And so right away, I said, I'm married. And she said, sorry, and left.
What she look like?
All right, Dad, come on.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Get out of here, will you?
All right, I knew it. Probably a dud, right?
Come on.
Probably one of those she-males.
It was funny. I only had the ring off for a couple hours, and I get hit on. Like I'm a stud or something.
And you like that?
No, I don't like it. No. But it was funny. Robert was standing there, and she didn't say boo to him.
You seem pretty proud of this.
No, that's not it. It's a compliment to you. Hmm? Yeah. You're married to a very desirable man, honey bun. Huh? But the ladies can want me all they want because there ain't no woman like the one I got. This goes round. What? What are you doing? Go away. There's nothing.
Oh, it's nothing, huh? I am stuck here alone with the kids for 3 days while you're out there without your wedding ring at airports talking to girls.
For your information, that woman asked me to have a drink, and the first thing I said was, sorry, I'm married. Maybe if I wasn't married, but I can't. I am married.
You said if I wasn't married?
Of course, I didn't want to be a jerk.
Good job.
Come back. I said whatever I could to get rid of her. She was all over me. And just so you know, I kept my hand in my pocket the whole flight home so people would stop hitting on me. Right? Which even in business class was very uncomfortable. What are you doing?
I'm helping you unpack.
Shouldn't do that. You know, people in the neighborhood, they already think you drink.
Hey, I don't know what kind of tree you planted out there, but it's growing skivvies.
Yeah. Thanks to you, Deborah threw my suitcase out the window this morning.
Hey, listen, I was thinking of taking a little field trip to LaGuardia to watch some flights. You in?
Raymond's not interested in those things, Frank. But by all means, you go. I'll get you a limo.
Hey, where you going? Get the kids?
Going to the grocery store first.
Did you tell your mom all about your big score?
All right, I'm sorry, honey.
What are you sorry about, Ray?
I'm sorry about the airport lady. I'm sorry that you got jealous.
Look, I'm not jealous about your airport lady, Ray. What bothers me is your attitude. Your attitude about me, about your ring, and about your marriage.
What do you mean, my marriage? Listen, there's nothing wrong with my marriage. Maybe your marriage.
Maybe my marriage.
Want to know what's bothering me, Ray? How many times have I told you not to spin your ring? That's your wedding ring, Ray. It's not a toy.
It does spin.
Okay, great.
Oh, my God.
This Spin these.
Come on, what are you doing? Where are you going?
Going to the grocery store. I'll wear my ring when you wear yours.
You letting her go there without a wedding ring?
Yeah, so.
Come on, a grocery store? It actually is a meat market. You send your little lady out into a man's world with a naked finger? It's like banana time in the monkey cage.
That's stupid.
Oh, yeah? Then where are you going?
I just remembered there's a few things that we need at the store, right?
Well, I know what you need. You need a big sponge.
All right, Bob.
Boxes of bacon.
Okay.
Because your refrigerator is just...
How come they get their rings to come off so easy? You did this to me. With your cooking. You fattened me up so I couldn't get out.
If a mango is ripe or not.
I don't know. Squeeze him or something.
So, gosh, is this one ripe?
To tell you the truth, I really don't eat fruit.
You know, you guys have a great selection of lettuce. I've always thought that.
Yep, a lot of lettuce.
So, what do you, I mean, have you always been a produce man? Jimmy?
I'm just doing this so they allow me back at the deli counter.
I love how it smells around here.
You know what? I gotta go spritz the parsley, all right?
Oh, great.
Is that the loading dock?
Oh, the loading dock?
You can't come back there.
I'm really interested in...
Lady! Please! Leave me alone!
Nice talking to you, Jimmy. Okay, the first guy was definitely gay, and Jimmy's all wrapped up in his work.
You knew I was watching you?
Shut up.
Come on, please, can we just go home?
You're obviously married to an old hag.
But I love her.
You're probably going to leave me for some younger girl who's stupid and thinks you're distinguished.
Come on, I'm just having a good week, that's all.
All right.
Can we just check out, please?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. It was my fault.
Oh, no, it's me. I wasn't looking.
Oh, married.
Excuse me?
And even if I wasn't, no thank you. How's that?
Perfect.
I almost killed the lady. Oh, thank God.
Ray, how long were you in the shower this morning? There's no hot water for me now. You're so inconsiderate.
Tomorrow, Dawson thinks he's seeing dead people on a haunting episode of Dawson's Creek. Then it's three birds and a baby on this season's breakout hit, Birds of Prey. All new WB Wednesday starts tomorrow at 8, only on the WB 11.